it's going to be a very fact-based documentary of filming and producing. Part of what we're doing is going back to his hometown, and part of the filming is going to be in Brisk, where he's originally from, where his family's from. We filmed a portion in the Beggin Museum. We filmed a portion in Europe, other parts of Europe. It is a documentary, but it's going to be a fascinating movie. I'm excited about it because I think it will portray Menachem Begin the way he should be portrayed. Menachem Begin was the greatest leader Israel, the Jewish people, had since even all the way back to David, King David.
And now a few words about yourself, your motivation, and where you're from.
My name is Phil Rosen. I spend a substantial amount of time in Israel. I live part of the year here. I have a house in Jerusalem. I'm very involved in a lot of different things in Israel, including personal. I have family here. I have two parents buried in the cemetery in Sfat, and I had Yom HaZikaron, Memorial Day, for my mother yesterday. And I'm involved in some great projects in Israel, one of them being a documentary on the life of Menachem Begin.
Well, there's no question about Menachem Begin's contribution to the state of Israel. What has brought you to this idea of producing this documentary? What qualities did you learn about him when you met him personally with your father that you think contributed to this role that he has played in Israel's history?
Menachem Begin cared about every single Jew all across the world. Menachem Begin viewed himself as the prime minister, not just of Israel, but the prime minister of the Jewish people. And that gave him an enormous boost in terms of standing among other leaders of the Jewish people. One of the first things Menachem Begin did was bring plane loads of Jews from the African countries, Ethiopia, etc., to Israel. Nobody else had ever even thought about it prior to that. Menachem Begin was focused, very focused, on Russian Jews, on Syrian Jews. But obviously, his primary focus was the Jews of Israel. And Menachem Begin, as a very strong leader, as a very strong fighter for many, many years, realized that he was in a unique position to bring peace to the country of Israel. It's interesting because he came from such a background, he had the ability to reach an understanding and even a friendship with Sadat, who for many years looked at Israel as pure, absolute enemy that he would never, ever consider even approaching, even speaking to. Menachem Begin was uniquely positioned to bring peace. And it's something that has gone down in history. Menachem Begin, the fighter, was Menachem Begin, the peacemaker. And that's something very, very special. So in terms of what qualities he had, love of every Jew and the desire to help with security and safety of every Jew around the world, number one. Number two, the desire to bring peace to his country and the ability to do it, taking into account all of his past life and the fact that he was one of the great fighters. Now, number three was Menachem Begin was adamant that there would never be fighting by Jew against other Jew. When the Alta Lena was sunk, Menachem Begin was the one who got on the radio with all of his supporters and said, "We will not fight back. We will not fight back." Even though we lost a large number of lives and arms and just crazy that the Alta Lena was knocked out, but it did happen. And the people responsible for that were in positions of leadership in the government throughout the years. Yet Menachem Begin said, I will not fight. I will not fight. And that's something very special, is the unity of the Jewish people. The safety and security for the Jewish people was paramount in his mind. And that, to me, makes him special.
Well, among those special qualities that made him the leader he was also a very modest man. He lived in a small, very small three or maybe four-room apartment. Very modest.
Basement apartment.
Yeah.
He said, Kulanu, all of us, from Romania, from Bulgaria, from Poland, from Italy, from everywhere, he said, they call all of us lowlifes. And what he did in that speech and what he did in many, many other speeches was he basically said to the voting public, we're all together. We're one people. Menachem Begin basically said, we're all Israelis. We're all together. We're all united. I will not allow them to separate us. And you said it exactly right. He was the leader of all the people. Not one could look at Menachem Begin and say he's a elitist, because he was so far from an elitist. Even though he had more education than almost every other minister in the Israeli government, and yet he held himself out as being a leader of the people, and that's what he was.
Well, one of the most amazing things to my mind, and I recall it very vividly, was that when Sadat said he would become, he was willing to come to Jerusalem, Begin said, I invite him. He'll be a welcome guest here. This after Golda Meir had previously not dealt with the question of making peace with Egypt. And he totally surprised the whole country, and even stood up to people in his Chiwut party who said, no, we will not give up the Sinai. And Menachem Begin said, look, if this will end the bloodshed, no more war, then let's try. And he tried, and he brought this about. This was something amazing.
Yeah.
People here couldn't believe it at the time, that it was Menachem Begin who banged on the table and said, no, we're going to try and make peace. And he did.
Simply amazing. Just an achievement that, as I say, has gone down in history and will continue to go down in history as one of the greatest moves anybody has ever done on behalf of the State of Israel. The fact that he said, yes, Mr. Sadat, please come visit me, and please let's start talking. Remember, the obstacles against him were inside his party, number one. Number two, the fact that there was so much history and so many people who had lost lives or were injured in wars, and Egypt was the primary culprit in the wars, Syria, Egypt. And I think that he overcame that obstacle. Probably another part of the equation was he had to bolster Sadat. It was very important that he makes Sadat acceptable both to his people and to the rest of the world. So Menachem Begin was a master chess player, and he was a master strategist in terms of dealing with all forces at the same time. Just had a unique ability to see the entire chessboard and deal with it in that way. And he had that from the time he was very, very, very young. As I mentioned, my father was in the Beitar group that Menachem Begin led back in Warsaw, Poland. My father and both of his brothers who survived the war. And my father was the one who stayed very close with Menachem Begin. And it was an honor for me to have met him three times in my life. I think I finished reading The Revolt by the time I was bar mitzvah. And I think while my friends were reading books like The Hardy Boys, I was busy reading The Revolt by Menachem Begin. And he was always a hero to me. And the fact that I could watch him in action and know that he was somebody very special in my life. Part of the reason why we're doing this documentary about the life of Menachem Begin is it's amazing to me that the greatest Jewish leader since King David has never had a movie about his life. And there are millions of Jews today and non-Jews who would appreciate the great achievements and the great personality of Menachem Begin and have no idea that, you know, that he existed or have no idea what he accomplished in his lifetime.
How do you think Menachem Begin would perceive the modern-day Israel?
He'd be very excited about some of the great achievements that Israel's had. The fact that Israel economically has turned into an unbelievable powerhouse. The fact that Israel militarily is one of the two, maybe three, greatest powers in the world would give him enormous amount of pride. The fact that there is pressure on Israel to make concessions, to give the Palestinians a state, he'd be against that. He specifically, in the Camp David Accords that he signed with Egypt, he specifically did not deal with the Palestinian question. And his view was that the Palestinians should be part of Israel. They should be part of the country. I'm not sure he'd be happy with the pressure being put on Israel to make concessions prior to the Palestinians being prepared to have a state. I don't think he'd be against a state for the Palestinians. He just would believe that the timing has to be when they're prepared, when they're ready, and when they can govern themselves. He'd be very upset that the terrorist leaders were brought back from Tunis to lead the Palestinians. He would have said that it should be the Palestinians who are local to lead them into the future.
Well, here at IsraCast, we try and cover not only the Israeli scene, but also anti-Semitism worldwide. For example, there is rampant criticism of U.S. military and financial aid to the Jewish state. But the fact is that countries like Japan, Germany, South Korea, and even Italy receive far more than Israel. In addition, there is mounting anti-Semitic violence in America. What's your view?
Menachem Begin and some others believed that there was a anti-Semitism lying below the surface in much of the world, that it was covered to a certain extent post-Holocaust, that the world, when they realized what Nazi Germany had done, and my view and his view is that the world knew it all along, and the information was coming out, you know, very early on in World War II.
The New York Times had it on the back pages.
Yep. I think it was page 27, because they didn't want to put it on the front page. They put on the front page pretty much anything Israel does other than the stuff that they want to keep on the back page because it's too good. But the fact is that anti-Semitism has remained part of society in many countries. You know, thank God in the United States, it's not part of most of the society, most of our world. You do see it, and now it's coming to the surface a lot more. You know, you see a ton of rampant acts of violence like the Jersey City shooting last week. You see people in Brooklyn just finding religious Jews and just hitting them or, you know, throwing things at them. It's slowly coming to the surface. I think Menachem Begin might have predicted that anti-Semitism would eventually come to the surface in much of the world. Part of the reason he wanted Jews to come to Israel was he felt that Israel was the Jewish homeland and safe and secure. And, you know, my view is that if he was alive today, he'd probably do what Bibi Netanyahu did, which is reach out to all parts of the Jewish world and say, listen, if it's not safe for you where you are, come home, come to Israel.
Do you plan on distributing this film you're making about Menachem Begin to Jewish communities,
sure,
to a Jewish all audience around, in America around, and worldwide?
All around the world. I want every single Jewish classroom, every single Jewish group to see this movie, every synagogue, every, you know, JCC. I want it to be widely distributed. I want everybody to watch because we have so many lessons to learn from this great leader. So many lessons. Every one of us can learn lessons of humility, lessons of piety, lessons of doing the right thing, lessons of caring for your fellow Jews, lessons that aren't necessarily taught by all the leaders around the world. And I think Menachem Begin is a guiding force for all of us, Israel and the rest of the world.
It's been a pleasure talking to you.
No, this is great. Thank you very much. Thank you. Okay. I really appreciate it. So. Uh-huh.